think I just remember being told, you know, you're going on loan, and that was on the Wednesday, and then before you know it, I was up there training, so I didn't have much time to think about it. Straight into the team, told if you do well, you'll be starting in the league game on the Saturday, so that was as simple as that, and, you know, we were straight down there. Obviously, I'm a Man U fan from a very young age, so playing away at Liverpool was a huge occasion, and it was, you know, it's always been a dream of mine, and it was just sprung upon me, so it was nerve-wracking memories. I remember that, very nervous before the game, but you know, I thought it was, you know, probably my last chance. I felt like it was my last chance in football.
Really?
To prove myself, yeah, because, you know, I'd left Man U, just making the bench and stuff like that. Went to West Brom and was still on the bench, and I felt, you know, like I was a million miles away from first team football. And then, you know, I was put in the deep end, and I felt like I needed to produce. So, you know, thankfully I did.
And it was one of those games for you. I suppose you could describe it as a dream debut. You had a big influence on the outcome of that particular result.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't have asked for a better ground, like I said. So much history at Liverpool and, you know, with everything that goes with it. And it was a huge game. I didn't even think about winning it, to be honest. All I thought, you know, play well and see if you can keep your place in the team. And that's how I went into the game, and had a lot to do, as everybody knows, and it went perfectly for me. And you know, it was definitely the best day of my life in football so far.
And the team obviously then went on to beat Chelsea, and if we can say, you know, it was a strong defensive performance at Anfield that won it for you. You were just the better team all round against Chelsea, weren't you?
Yeah, you know, I always said at the time, Liverpool game, okay, I'll take the plaudits, but the Chelsea game was definitely the lads. I remember Bobby Hassel, Fozzy, and Kozluk, you know, the diving in front of everything, and I hardly had anything to do. If you look at the stats, I had probably three, maybe four saves, and they're all relatively easy. So, you know, they get all the credit for that. And you know, I obviously then when we went on to Wembley and didn't quite make it, but just great memories from 5 years ago.
So, what does it mean to be 90 minutes away from being at Wembley again? I mean, it's still Premier League opposition, of course, but it's the similar scenario.
Yeah, it is. It's different because, you know, I have done it before, and we went into them games before with nothing to lose, and I think that's how the attitude's got to be again. But at the same time, I know that it's possible to beat Man City, you know, and it's possible to get a draw and bring them back to our place. So who knows what's going to happen? I'm sure City aren't stupid enough to take us lightly, which all the best managers and the best teams don't do. And you know, it's going to be a tough game because obviously they're the Premier League champions and they've got some fabulous players with you know, they've got a lot to play for. The FA Cup is what they need to win this year. So we're going to enjoy it. I mean, we've got a big task in the league, but we're going to try and enjoy it.
There aren't many of you left from that generation of players. Obviously, there's you, there's Stephen Foster, Bobby Hassel still involved now. Can you use that experience to the players, however old they are, who won't have been in this situation before, as you look ahead to going to the Etihad?
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, we've been there before and played in three really big FA Cup games, and there are things that we can do and say to the other players that haven't, which I was given from the experience from my game. But the main thing is to go into the game. For me, I'll be making sure the players know it's not just a day to enjoy. You know, it's business, it's a game, it's the FA Cup, it's the quarterfinal of the FA Cup. They're one league ahead of us. They're not, you know, we're not four leagues below or something stupid like that. They're one league ahead of us, and they have got a lot of talent, and we all know they earn a lot more money than us, but it really is 11v11, and I'm really confident that we can go and get something from the game. And that's how we are at the moment when we play anywhere, despite, you know, a recent two defeats in the league. You know, we think we can beat anybody at any ground.
Because everybody else will be going, crikey, it's Barnsley against Aguero, Dzeko and Silva and everybody else that they've got at their disposal.
Yeah, and that's going to work in our favour, I think, at the moment. We're happy for them to... we're happy to be the underdogs, if you like. You know, MK Dons, we weren't. We were the favourites, and we managed to cope with that well. And we're the underdogs again. So let them, you know, be favourites, and let everybody say that we haven't got a chance, because that's fine. It takes the pressure off us a little bit. But inside, you know, we've got a strong fire burning for this FA Cup game. I'm really looking forward to it. It'd be a nice sort of distraction from the relegation battle we're in, but we're certainly not just there for the memories.
Could a good performance there perhaps inspire you then over the remaining 10 games left that are in the Championship?
Yeah, I think so. I think big games like that, it gets the adrenaline going. Everybody knows how everybody wants to be at the top of the football ladder, and Man City obviously are the champions of England. It'd be nice to play somewhere like that and give the boys a lift. If we play well, it'll definitely give us confidence going into the, you know, the Brighton and the Watford game the following week. So I only think there's positives that can come out of this.
How do you approach playing then? Taking aside the intensity and the media speculation and the fact that it's Man City, how do you actually approach playing them 90 minutes?
Well, you know, we're not going to give all our secrets away, but the boss is, you know, he's worked on a few things already, and as from today, you know, we're concentrating on that game. So the next few days training is going to be geared around that. We know that they play different to most teams in the Championship for the obvious reasons with the players you just mentioned, and that we can't probably line up tactically like we do against Burnley tonight. You know, there are going to be changes. I don't know the formation yet. I don't think the manager knows exactly what the formation is going to be. But, you know, there will be a different game plan to, you know, to deal with them sort of players. But we want to also have an impact on the game going forward. I know the manager wants to cause them problems rather than just sit back.
And being a Manchester United fan, ex-Manchester United player, I know Liverpool seemingly is the more intense rivalry, but they've come back into it now. City have started being able to win things. They're not the poor relations anymore, are they?
Yeah, I know. I mean, all the years I was growing up as a Man U fan, City were nowhere near the top of the table, but all of a sudden, with this huge injection of money and the owners, you know, they're rightly so, they're up there. They've got the best players in the world, like up for the best few players in the world. And last year they deserved to win the title because they did. And this year they're going strong in second place. They're a huge force. They've got some top players. And, you know, it'd be nice to see, you know, nice to actually get a view of what they're like and what they do and stuff like that. But I know that might give us an extra lift because everybody is strange because everybody knows exactly who we're playing against. We could tell you the team. Every player on our team could tell you their team. Their squad, their 20-man squad, you know, they're huge stars, and they deserve to be where they are, in my opinion, because they've done well before that to get them contracts, and you know, it'd be interesting to see how they adapt playing against someone like Barnsley, because you know, I'm sure Tevez and Co don't know too much about us, but I do expect them to be highly professional and deal with it.
Just fine. It's interesting you phrase it like that, because on one side of it, we're looking at this great challenge for Barnsley. I suppose if you're writing the piece in the national tabloids, it's Man City have to win because it's the only thing they can win this year.
Yeah, they will have their own pressures. They know that this is a game that they should win on paper. That's not unfair on our boys saying that they should beat us, and you know they've got a tough job to do it. It's a blank canvas, it's 0-0, and we go into the game with a lot of confidence. But like I said, they're struggling in the Premier League to catch United at the moment with the 12 points. So to get some silverware, I know Mancini will be desperate to win this cup, which is, you know what I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful cup. It's such an emotional tournament that I've been lucky enough to play in many times and get to the semi-final. But since that semi-final, I've always said, I need to be back in it. I need to be back in that cup, and I need to get to the final at least, and you know I really do want to go and win the tournament.
So the fact that it's happened just finally then, and it's not full circle because you can't predict when you're going to go on a great FA Cup run, to be at this stage and to be doing this again, having done it at such a seemingly crucial part in your career, to be doing it again now.
Yeah, that's like I said, we're a Championship side. It's not too unlikely that we do go on these runs. Before, we were unlucky, if you like, to face Liverpool and Chelsea because they were both in the top three, four teams in the country. This year, we've had an easier run with Burnley, Hull and MK Dons. But that's, you know, that's the bit of luck that we needed. Now we come against you know, one of the best teams in the league, in the country. And this will be our big game where we are the underdog. So it's another test. Sometimes it is the luck of the draw. Sometimes it's just your year. And I certainly said after that one, at the age of 23, I said there'll be plenty more of them. You know, there'll be plenty more of times where we've got a chance to play at Wembley, maybe, or you know, we'll have the big occasion. And next time we'll be even more prepared. Or for myself, I knew I'd be more prepared because I've done it before. And I want to go another 10 years until I win it. And maybe this year is the year.